Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. I'm not going to talk so loud. As some of you know, I'm so tired of saying this. But, you know, I have mouth problems, let's just say that. So my mouth is really sore today, and I got some regular braces put on today instead of the other braces. And some of you know what I'm talking about. But, you know, I want to talk about my podcast from yesterday. I talked about dating, and I said dating is easy. You just need to go outside and you'll meet somebody. And I got to thinking, I said, what about if you're an introvert? How would dating be? You just wouldn't go outside and meet somebody. You know, some people say that as an introvert, meeting can feel intimidating to them. But I don't think that's it. What it is, it's just a person that just an introvert. They're different. It's like we are different to them. You know, they probably, which is a good thing, not as loud and boisterous as I am, as some of us are. They're a little bit more quiet. So, and I got to thinking about that. I said, now how would an introvert, how would they go out there and meet someone? So I just started thinking. If I was an introvert, what would I do? And I thought about all the ways what I would do to meet someone. And I thought about, I would look for events. I would look for workshops. I would look for classes related to the type of hobbies that I like. Because there, I could find someone who share my interests, share my passions, things that I like, you know? And I said, well, I'll start there. And I said, also, too, I'll make it clear. I would do my research, you know? I join communities that center around my interests. Like, for instance, I don't know if you heard of this, but I would join this group called Meetup. And you all, I used to be over several Meetup groups back in the day, back like 8 years ago. And on Meetup, you're connecting with people that's like-minded, you know, like the things that you like. I was a foodie. And I started a meetup with foodie, going places, because I like to socialize. And then there were meetup groups like who like to read. I was in a reading meetup group, a book club meetup group. So if I was a introvert, the things that I like, the things that I like doing, hobbies, the things that I like, I would join a meetup group. And I guarantee you there's a group out there that's for you. I would join a meetup group that geared toward what I like, you know, what I like to do. So, like I said, I was thinking if I introvert, I'll do that. It's just like when I moved to Austin, I knew no one. I just like now I'm in Houston and I joined the meetup. And I enjoy meetup so much that I became an organizer. And I had about 3 groups. When I went to California, Dave was over Blurred. What was Blurred stood for? Black Nerds. I can't remember. But I remember I became an assistant organizer and then I became the organizer. Dave stepped away for a while. He had gotten married and was having a baby, so he stepped away. So it could have been more, but I know I started 3 on my own, and then I took over some. And another thing I would do, too, if I was an introvert, I would volunteer. And more I talk about this, I realize that the introvert, we are all the same. as an extrovert, because the things that I'm naming, I do. And I know I'm not an introvert. But what it is, we do the same things. We just look for, we have different interests. Like I said earlier, you know, look for something that, look for people that to do the things, to have the similar passions as you do. But the more and more I talk about this, when I said about the meetup group, okay, maybe whatever an introvert likes, she will look for that or he will look for that in the meetup group. But I'm still going to the meetup group too, and I'm an extrovert. So I'm looking for things that I like foodie groups, travel, you know. So we are the same. The more and more I look at this. And then I was looking at, I love to volunteer. I volunteer all the time. I love it. It's no secret among family and friends. My mom warned me all the time, be careful, you know. And I hope I never get hurt when I'm out there and helping people. And it's the same thing as with an introvert. You know, look for a cause. Look for a cause that you're passionate about. And whatever your cause is, there's somebody there that you're going to meet. Okay? Just like when I go out there and volunteer, I meet people too that just like me. And you meet people just like you. So we are the same. We're doing the same thing. The more and more I go down this list, I realize that we are the same. So, you know what? I can give you a prime example. This was Sunday. Yeah, this was Sunday. So I was coming down 249, and I saw this little guy, and he looked to be, you know, a little short. And I saw him, and he had a sign up, and he was asking, I quite didn't read the sign, but he was a homeless guy, and he was asking for money. And the more and more I got close, and right when I got ready to turn, I realized, I don't like using the word kid for some reason. I don't know why. I like child better. But before I knew it, I said, that's a kid. Like that. And so I whooped around. If you're ever on 249, you can't just turn around. You have to go all the way down. It's so much traffic. And I was trying to cut over, cross over, because I wanted to hurry up and get back. I had about $35 on me. I was like, oh my God, this is a kid. And I noticed there was three cars behind me. And we were all different. I could tell it was all different races. And as I was cutting across three or four lanes, they were too. And the people behind me, I said, they realized too, that's a child out there, you know? So that's when I'm trying to get to the point, is that just because I'm an extrovert and you're an introvert, we do the same things, you know? The more and more I sit and I look at this and I thought about this and I wrote some things down and now I'm saying it to you, I realize we are the same. We just like different things. And you say you're an introvert and I say I'm an extrovert. We are the same. And so I whooped around and I was so happy. The light came up, red light. And I said, hey, come here. I said, how old are you? And I give him the money. He say, you know, he's 12. And as I'm saying this, the other cars that were behind me, they were pulling over. And I talked to him, the little boy, I asked him a couple more questions. And I said, hey, they're here to help you, you know, and let them help you. I just moved here and I don't know the places, but they're here to help you. Because I could tell he looked sort of like, he saw them stopping, maybe he was scared or something like that. But they did, they helped him, you know. So we all came from all different walks of life. It was me and three cars behind me. And we all did the same thing. So that's the same thing when I say volunteering. You can volunteer whatever your passion is. You will meet somebody, whatever you like, you know, wherever you like to volunteer at. You will meet the person that's similar to you, you know, there. Then, as I said before, you know, with the meetup group, you know, like books, you could join the book club. I was in the book club in the meetup group, and there were all kind of different book clubs. You know, you have the fantasy world of books, and y'all, I'm really getting into that lately. I really like those kind of books. But if that's your book, join. If that's your genre, join that. You know, but I think back then I was more of Elin Harris, Kimberly Lawson Roby, still is. Connie Briscoe still is, loving her. Like the new people that came out. And when you join book clubs, you meet people that's similar to you. I remember prime example, extrovert, introvert, whatever. We are the same. And more and more talk about this now. We're just like two different things. One of us is a little bit louder than the other. That's me, the extrovert and the introvert. She's more ladylike and quiet. But I remember I joined this one particular book club, and that was a little too far out there for me. It was, I should say far out there, but what they was reading was, it was like vampires and all that kind of stuff. And the author was named, I'm sure I'm going to call her name out. Some of you all would know who I'm talking about. It's Octavia, I want to say Butler. I think that's it. Her books, oh my God, they sent me over the edge. So I only read one book of hers. And what is that other one name? Mary, it's not Mary Lawson Roby. It's her name is similar to that. Her books are a little bit too much for me too. So you can join a book club and you can meet someone there. You know, I like to hike, and there's different kind of hiking groups. There are so many different hiking groups in San Francisco. No one do the same hike, the same thing. So as an introvert, you can look for what you like in hiking. You know, I'm more of a wanderer when I go into the woods. I'm exploring, I'm discovering, and I'm looking at this and I'm looking at that. And the other day I was discovering a little bit too much, and a snake crossed my path, scared the daylights out of me. But as an introvert, you would find, and more and more I say that word, introvert and extrovert, now I'm realizing we are the same, but we just have different interests. So, but as that, you could find what you like in hiking, what you like to look for in hiking. I'm getting a little cold here. It's hot outside, but I'm a little cold. I think because of my mouth hurting and I'm running a fever. So I just feel like I'm cold. I feel really, really bad. But I want to talk about this. Another thing too, as an introvert, you can look for small gatherings. Sorry about that, y'all. I hurt so bad. But you can look for small gatherings, okay? You could, you know, because like some people like to go to these big, large parties or events, you know, and stuff like that. And if that's you, you can meet that person. You can meet somebody there that's similar to you. But as an introvert, you will look for a small gathering. Because sometimes I do think this, though. When you are at a small gathering, it's more intimate and it's less overwhelming. You know, you can pretty clearly look across the room and just a few of you all. And I think I like that better too as an extrovert. I don't like the big parties. I like the more intimate settings. It's just a few of us and we could work the whole room. We could talk to everybody, you know, and get to know everybody on a more personal level. And so that's a good thing too. Another thing too, as an introvert, you can use apps. You can do online dating, you know. There are apps out there designed for introverts. And a good thing about that too, when you're introvert, you would take your time, like I said in the other podcast, to go back to, we are similar. That as an introvert, you can meet someone. online, and you'll talk to them 2 or 3 weeks. It's easy because you don't have to be an introvert. You're a little quiet, maybe shy, and you don't want to, you're not so ready to jump into a face-to-face meeting. You want to get comfortable with the person. And it goes back to when I said, again, we are alike, because if I met someone online, I don't think I want to hurry up in the first 2 or 3 days and go out with them, you know, do a face-to-face. I don't even want to FaceTime. But we're talking about introverts. And so that'd be a good thing too. So there's a lot of things too, like I said, you know, being an introvert, how you can meet somebody. And like I say, you could find someone tailored to your personality. And like I said, like with the, and another thing too, that's nice too, and low pressure is, like now they have these painting classes, you know, when you paint, you know what I'm talking about. The, here it's called Twisted Painting. There's one in Austin. I had a birthday a few years back and I wanted to do that. And a friend, I had no idea she was going to take me there, but, she had brought it up a little bit, and I brought it up, but she was trying to see whether or not I wanted to go, and I went there. It was very, very nice. It was quiet. We all was reaching one goal. We all was talking. So as an introvert, I think that would be nice too. A painting class, you know, something like that, you know. But also too, I would say this too, it's nothing wrong with being an introvert at all. But I will say this as well, I would say as for an extrovert, is that as an extrovert, I could say this here, that it would nice, it's nice to be quiet sometimes. And it's nice to be not so loud. I'm not saying all of us are loud, because really just being an extrovert is a person that have a tendency to go out a lot and have an easy time talking to people. But also too, it would be nice to be an introvert, to be quiet sometimes. Looking at this, I realize I am both. And I think probably most of America is both. So, and then as an introvert, it wouldn't hurt to go out a little bit more, to to open up your, broaden your horizons, just to see, just to tap into my world, just like I tap into your world. Because I realized, thinking about this, I have tapped into your world a lot. So it wouldn't hurt if you came on over too. And if you are in Houston area listening to this, and maybe we can get some extroverts and some introverts and put us together, and we all go out and have a great time. Because the more and more I did this, I realized we're alike. I think I brought up to you all, too, about, did I tell you I met someone? Or I probably told, no, I think I told the guy that sent me the flowers. I think I was talking to him. I told him, the one I was talking about, flowers and jelly beans in the last podcast, and oh, it ended so quickly. I think I mentioned it to him. I went to the IRS and, you know, do my taxes and everything. And there was this nice female sitting across from me, and she started to talk and kept finding out we were from the same place, and we're basically the same age, but I don't know anybody she knows, and she don't know anybody I know, and I knew people at her school, and I said, did you know so. And she said, she has this pretty smile. She said, oh no, I didn't get out like that. You know, I'm sort of quiet though. She said, I didn't do that, you know? And so, the more and more we talked, we liked each other. We changed each other. We exchanged numbers with each other. And, I'm going to meet her at church. So she let me know right away. She's an introvert, and she knew right away I'm an extrovert, and see how we clicked. So, We can all, you know, hang out. You know, that would be so nice if we all got together. Another thing too, introverts, another place you're gonna meet someone is when you do hang out with a person, an extrovert, and you hang out with that person, and that person goes somewhere and you're out at an event. There's guys out there like you that want to date someone that's so out there, like an extrovert, want to date an introvert. He see you standing with this extrovert and she's loud and whatever. And he see you and he likes that better, you know. So also you can meet people too, hanging out with a person that's an extrovert too. So that's good too. That's good too. And just like I was saying too, with the digital age of social media, there's so many tools out there and where you can engage, you know, online and have meaningful connections and online and talk for a little while, get to know each other offline and then meet that person, you know. And then, you know, like I brought up at that meetup group, it's still out there. It's called Meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, .com. It's it don't mean like you meeting people. It's not a dating site. It's a group where you look, it's so many groups out there, and you look for the group that you have an interest in, and then you join that group. And that's the meetup group. Another thing too, Nextdoor. I'm sure a lot of us look at Nextdoor, and yes, Nextdoor, they talk about things that's happening in the neighborhood, but they also get together and have events, and you can meet like-minded people on there too, on Nextdoor. I met a few people, dog people like I am, and I have met up with them, that type of thing, you know. It's a lot that I do that I don't say on here. You know, I do a lot to meet people. I do. Just like, and for my dog, it's y'all would have no idea what I'm getting ready to say. Y'all be like, what? Yes, I'm a realtor, but on the side, I walk dogs. I have a dog. I'm new here. I want Lulu to meet friends, and I'm a little weary of enclosed dog parks. I don't go to dog parks, period, to be honest with you. I don't do it. But what I did recently, I said, let me sign up for Rover. And I'm a realtor, so my hours are real flexible. And I had a dog over, not this Sunday, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Literally had a good time. I kept a dog for 4 hours. I had another client, my friend Chandra was laughing at me because this lady here, she had just got the dog and she was learning how to get up in the morning and walk the dog, and she was struggling. So she had me to come for a week and they get there at 6 o'clock in the morning and da-da-da. And I said, yeah, I could help you out. But what I did like was, I would go back during lunchtime and Lulu would come with me. And so Lulu has somebody to play with too. So I do all kinds of stuff, y'all. So what I'm seeing is here is that, there's introverts and there's extroverts. And what I'm realizing here, the more and more that I talk is that, we are alike. And what I'm saying is, you know, sometimes, you know, tap into my world just like I tap into your world. And I realize, like I just said earlier, I look like I'm on both sides of the fence and stuff like that. But what I'm saying is it looked like we are doing the same things to get out and meet and to date. But we're just looking for a different crowd, a crowd more of our interest. And that's what we're doing. So I'm going to go ahead and let you all go. I'm running a fever. And I'm cold too. My mouth is very sore. And if you're new here, I'm not going to go all into it because I know some of y'all are saying blah, blah, blah. But I had a little accident with my mouth and it shifted, and they put it back centered. And so I've been wearing these, a different kind of braces, and not really braces. There was something else to align my mouth to the center. And so, and it had been this way for a while. And today is my first day that they took them off. And now I have regular braces, but my mouth's like really, really sore, really sore. So, it just really, yeah, I have a high tolerance for pain too, but right now I'm like, and I'm not one of those people that can really take Tylenol, and I can't take any type of Tylenol, anything like that, because I'm allergic. And so sometimes I say, I'm going to take a pill, but a lot of times it's a prescription pain pill. And I think I could do that. I wish I could take a Tylenol and leave a BC, a stand back with a good old cold Dr. Pepper. Whew, I really wish I could. But like I said, I'm running a fever, and I'm going to go ahead and go. And I hope y'all were able to understand some of the things I said. If not, let me know, and I'll read you this podcast. But y'all know, I want to talk about toxic friendship too. I think I will talk about that coming up in the next couple of days. A few people DM me about that. I will say this, if you go to the first season, I really get in deep talking about that. Toxic friendship, it's either the first or second season, but some tell me it's the first season. I really talk about that, but I'll touch upon it again. Some people brought that up about toxic friendships, how you know, and that type of thing. But I'm going to go ahead and let y'all go. My mouth hurt. And I'll talk to you guys.